Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. We're continuing our profiles of the NSTIC pilot project winners for 2013. Exponent is one of the largest engineering and scientific consulting firms in the U.S. The company has been around since the 1960s and specializes in scientific research and analysis and rapid response evaluation. Brad McGoran is a principal engineer at Exponent.
In our identity management work, we're best known for independent verification and validation testing services. So we often do component and system level evaluations in the areas of interoperability, security, reliability, and performance. And so since the 1990s, the identity management team, we've been working as system integrators and consultants for governments, such as the United States and Canada and some others. And then also in the financial and mobile device sectors where identity assurance is pretty important. In order to go after this NSTIC grant award, we formed a consortium that we called the NSTIC Key Team, and we formed a solution that we named the AuthentID solution. And the entire focus of the solution was to eliminate passwords using strong authentication techniques. So the team that we formed includes HID and Gemalto, that are two well-known and respected companies in the field of identity management. It also includes Stanford University's Computer Science Department and Experian. And then we also have three relying parties that include a social media provider, a medical facility, and the Department of Defense, Defense Manpower Data Center. Our philosophy for the solution was to focus on the four NSTIC guiding principles: that credentials be privacy-enhancing and voluntary, secure and resilient, interoperable and cost-effective and easy to use. But one of the differentiators, I think, for our solution is that we do have a significant hardware component, namely the secure element. We will demonstrate two form factors. One will leverage the UICC in a phone, and the other is going to leverage a secure element that's embedded in a wearable device, and we've called that wearable device a pad or a personal authentication device. So we'll demonstrate the derivation process of driving credentials onto a mobile device. We'll demonstrate a more secure and easier method for doctors to access medical records, and then we'll demonstrate a user-friendly and convenient means to secure social media.
Exponent was a finalist for the first round of NSTIC awards last year. The company learned as much as possible about the winners and then refined its proposal.
It was a lot of work. I think our team did invest hundreds and hundreds of hours lining up the team and the processes and the relationships, etc. So I'm pretty grateful we have a strong team and some partners with a good track record. The other part that I think hopefully was appealing to the NSTIC program office was that we have a very strong emphasis on open standards, and Exponent's historical role in this field has been to provide clients with an assurance of interoperability. We also have a responsibility to give the National Program Office assurance that the system will be interoperable and has a focus on non-proprietary solutions. We've articulated in the proposal that we believe it will be conducive to, you know, open and fair competition in the marketplace and therefore extensible to a more global marketplace. Down the road, as we look forward, you know, we'll have in place solutions that enhance convenience, privacy, and security as the ultimate goal. I think that's our ultimate goal, probably the same NSTIC's ultimate goal as well. And so, you know, since this October start date, we've kind of, prior to then and since then, we've been mobilizing the team to go after that goal.
Exponent was awarded $1.6 million for the first year of the pilot and is eligible for another $1.9 million in the second year if milestones are met.
More than half of that funding goes, you know, to our partners, especially, of course, HID and Gemalto, because they have significant involvement. And then we have some additional funding going to other pilot partners and the relying parties. You know, in my opinion, advancing a national strategy or assuring one's identity in cyberspace isn't really a particularly easy proposition. So hopefully later this year, once we're further along and our solution pilots are coming to fruition, we'll have, you know, some more substantive updates. One of the things we're excited about for the NSTIC pilot is the fact that we will, I think, have the opportunity to leverage some of the emerging NIST special publications, in particular the special publication 800-157 for drive credentials and special publication 873-4, personal identity verification interfaces. The pilots will rely on those special publication drafts, but we also think that our pilots have the opportunity to maybe improve the final version of those documents. And then since our solution is focusing on compatibility with some of the existing federal programs and infrastructure, notably our solution is designed to be synergistic with FICAM and the DoD Common Access Card and the federal PIV infrastructure, we think that there's going to be a pretty strong benefit for government-to-citizen services that is offered by our solution.
Brad McGoran is a principal engineer for Exponent, one of the NSTIC 2013 pilot project winners. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.